I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Mob violence has claimed another life in Pakistan. 74-year-old Nazir Masih, a Pakistani Christian, was attacked on May 25th after he was accused of burning pages from the Quran. Last week, he passed away from his injuries. Greg Kelly with Unknown Nation says, for Christians in Pakistan, no one is safe from the mob's blasphemy charges.
Many of them are just ginned up false accusations. But the point of it is the justice system is really afraid, because once it gets said that an individual violated a blasphemy law, then the court systems are in a tricky spot because they're afraid, because they know what the power of the mob is, the vigilante justice that will kick in.
Ask God to give Pakistani Christians a spirit of power and love to live out the gospel. And some say marijuana is a gateway drug. But Brandon Bauer with The Lighthouse says that tobacco is the main drug they see leading to substance abuse.
We're seeing a lot of lung disease and lung injury and COPD from vaping. We're seeing brain damage and seizures and poisonings and heart problems and stroke issues. A lot of people see vaping as an alternative to smoking. I'm going to vape because it's got to be healthier. And I'm not so sure it's not more dangerous.
The statistics are sobering. According to the American Lung Association, in the United States every year, 480,000 people die due to smoking-related causes. In the midst of the darkness, the lighthouse shines a ray of gospel hope. Pray that God would continue to help people defeat addictions through the ministry of the lighthouse. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.